Karen Madoran lives in Logan, Kansas. Every week, she tells the stories of life on the prairie.
There are two kinds of people, the Irish and those who want to be Irish. A childhood friend recently posted the title of this column on her Facebook as a meme. It made me smile as I thought about St. Patrick's Day celebrations. Even those who don't have a drop of old Ireland in them enjoy celebrating with corned beef and cabbage, soda bread, green beer, Irish parades, shamrocks, or leprechaun tails. The adoption of Irish customs, even temporarily, is a recent occurrence. In the mid to 1800s, those of Irish heritage found more heartache than ready acceptance. Many such immigrants came to this country under harsh conditions. They'd been starved out of Ireland during the potato famine, or landowners had evicted croppers from tenant farms that couldn't feed or clothe a family. According to emerging history, some arrived in the New World as slaves to work Caribbean sugarcane plantations. For those with little interest in history, it's hard to understand that not so many generations ago, newcomers with strong brogues weren't welcome. Those who wanted to work found it difficult to find employment, even if they had special skills. Walking up a street in developing communities that obviously needed hard workers, new arrivals would see signs in windows that said, "No Irish need apply." Interestingly, a good number of Irish arrived in Kansas during the settlement period. Today, school children studying American history scan chapters filled with names such as Kennedy, Moynihan, and Keogh. According to one source, over 70 million people living outside Ireland, many of them in the United States, claim roots to that Emerald Isle. For those of Irish ancestry, it's hard to imagine our forebears, who not only suffered hunger, poverty, and exploitation in the old country, but struggled after they landed in New York. Fortunately, for those who kept moving west and ended up in Kansas, life got easier. We find towns like McCracken, named after an Irish railroad employee. These hardy immigrants constructed a Catholic church almost immediately. In Kansas memory, we read Irish priest Thomas Butler's report that Kansas churches of his denomination multiplied from 3 in 1854 to 45 by 1871. He attributes this expansion to immigration. Visit any old cemetery in the area, particularly a Catholic graveyard, to spot tombstones engraved Donnelly, Connolly, McKee, Kagi, O'Brien, and Sullivan. Those aren't foreign names here. This state is a great example of what can happen when people work hard and adapt to a new culture. Most likely, you won't hear local speaking with a brogue, but you might see several tipping a Guinness to celebrate St. Paddy's Day, even if they don't have a drop of Blarney in them. Until next time, this is Karen, living the good life on the High Plains.
Prairie Tales is about the things we cherish. The things that give life meaning. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Karen Madoran and produced by Angie Hafley. More Prairie Tales can be found online at hppr.org.